You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Chris Perkins is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. And Chris Perkins is a columnist for the Sun Sentinel covering the Dolphins. What a story the Dolphins have turned out to be. So, Perk, they're 6-7. They have the same record as the Chiefs, same record as the Ravens. I mean, what do you do with this team? Winners of 4 in a row, 5 of their last 6. What do you do with them, Perk?
I say let's see how this thing rides out. I like that they're a run-first team right now. I think that's good recognition by Mike McDaniel of what's going to make this team most effective without Tyreek being there. But to me, you know, and I was telling Solana and Tobin this on the pregame yesterday, I don't want this team to celebrate mediocrity. I don't want them to finish 8-9 and start fist pumping like they're Tony Sperano fist pumping a field goal, right? Going, yeah, what a great season. It's not a great season. It's a good finish to a bad start, but it's kind of mediocrity, right? If you finish with 7, 8, or 9 wins, that's mediocre. I don't want to see this team celebrate mediocrity, so I'm glad for the 4-game win streak and the strong finish, but let's keep things in perspective here.
And keep it in perspective, Perk. Why couldn't McDaniels figure that out earlier? You could still throw the ball when Tyreek out there. I mean, you could still run the ball, sorry. Does it take your top player to go down for them to figure out the offense? And it's another slow start, which – correct me if I'm wrong, I think McDaniels had a bunch of slow starts. Like, what's going on there?
Yeah, you know what? It's funny, Shannon, that Mike was the run game coordinator in San Francisco, but he came here with Tyreek, and it was like, I got this new toy, so I need to experiment with it and play with it. You know what I used to say about this offense? It was about two things, Tyreek Hill and the threat of Tyreek Hill. And now with Tyreek gone, McDaniel is into his play calling bag, and we're seeing creativity and we're seeing other guys getting involved. So I think the loss of Tyreek has been a good thing. Why it took them so long to get to the running game, I don't know, because I was yelling for them to do this all along, and I thought they needed a different running back. I was yelling for him to get Dalvin Cook a couple of years ago, which was the wrong name, but the right idea that you need to have more balance in this offense. Now they have it, and the offense is running a lot more efficiently. Even with Tua not playing at a Pro Bowl level, this offense is the most efficient and the most balanced that it's been in the McDaniel era. I think that's a great thing.
Perk, in the hunt, all those graphics, it seems silly because it really felt like after you beat Buffalo, you just squeaked by two really bad football teams in the Commanders and the Saints. So, you know, we talked about it yesterday. We want to see some sort of commanding victory before you feel like the Dolphins can actually do the impossible and it won't end up being just them celebrating mediocrity with a nice little finish at the end of a bad start. Was yesterday enough for you? How they beat the Jets, how commanding that victory was, the hot start, to feel like this team actually can flip some sort of switch, actually has some sort of different edge to them that we just haven't seen yet?
Look, yesterday was good to see for a couple of reasons. I know it was only the Jets, but you did win a cold weather game, which I don't buy into that damn cold weather narrative. But you did win a cold weather game. You did win a road game in December. That's a couple of things that haunted Mike McDaniel teams. Now I want to see you continue to win road games in December. I want to see you win a primetime game Monday night at Pittsburgh. I want to see you beat playoff contending teams like Tampa and New England. I want to see this team do some things that it hasn't necessarily done under Mike McDaniel. That, to me, is a sign of progress. So when you're looking at finishing, you know, 8-9 or 9-8, how did you finish the season? Who did you beat? What did you show us that you haven't shown us in the past? I'm pretty sure they're not going to win a playoff game this season, and that's fine at this point. But show us some progress, because just finishing 8-9 or 9-8, and if you lose to Tampa and New England, that's not really progress. We've seen that movie before. So, Salon, I want to see them do some stuff they haven't shown us before.
And Perkins, are we getting closer and closer to running back? Because to your point, they can go 10-7. I'm with you. I think they go, 2-2 over the next four, 3-1, and end up 9-8, 8-9, something like that. Let's say 9-8, they go 9-8. Is that a run it back record, or is the end result, the end of the season resurgence? Is that a catalyst for a run it back with McDaniels and Kelly and Tua and everybody?
You know what, Shannon, what I had said before was they need to take a broom to the whole organization. So Greer, McDaniel, and Tua, sweep them all out and start over again. If Mike McDaniel finishes 9-8, 10-7, and he shows us that he can go to a different offense, right? He's got some versatility, that it's not all about the passing game and Tyreek and Tua, that he acknowledges and recognizes I can use my offensive line as run blockers and I can utilize my running backs and he can show us that dimension. Okay, I'm a little more open to it, but if you're going to finish 8-9 or 9-8 and still have that same passing offense and still be relying on Tua's left arm, I'm not with that. I'm not with that, because that is proven that it's not effective enough to win a playoff game. You show no progress. You're stagnant. You're mediocre. You're in the same spot. So as Mike opens up the offense and shows me other things, and look, on the other side of the ball, this is becoming a turnover-producing defense, right? They are now -1 in turtover margin, which is tied for 15th in the league. They've been +7 the last 6 games. So that's something else, a big play defense. If you can show me different dimensions to this team, I'm definitely more open to Mike McDaniel coming back, because you've recognized that what I've done wasn't good enough. I need to do something different, and you're actually doing something different, and it's being effective.
I think all of us would be surprised if they go to Pittsburgh and win in prime time in December against a quality coach, quality quarterback, quality competition. Do you think they'll go to Pittsburgh Monday and beat the Steelers?
I do. You know what? It's a good time for football in Miami, right? The Dolphins are hot. UM is in the playoffs. And I'll even throw Inter-Miami in, right? That's football in Miami. They won the title. So I'm going to ride this football thing until the wheels fall off. I am going to pick the Dolphins to beat the Steelers. And now you're 7-7, and let's see how things shake out. There's a lot of tiebreakers. I think the Dolphins are, I want to say, 3-6 in the conference. I want to say that off the top of my head. So the tiebreaker thing is going to be shaky. But, hey, just keep winning, and we'll see what happens.
Hey, Perk, how surprised are you? Maybe you're not surprised at how competent, one, the offensive line looks, but two, more importantly, Jonas Savainaya looks. I mean, that – if we're going to crush him earlier in the season, I think it's fair to point out that he's been solid, and the offensive line overall has maybe been the most consistent unit outside of Devon Achane and the running backs over the past, 4 weeks now?
Yep.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
100% right, Salon. And look, as long as we're – I will credit the offensive line. You're 100% right. And they made this shift to run blocking, and they've done this despite James Daniels and Austin Jackson being out. Larry Borum and Cole Strange come in. Savadi Naya starts off rough, but he's smoothing things out. He's looking good right now. I will also credit Mike McDaniel and the organization for draft and develop, right? Because, you know, I say this, and with the trenches, it started last year with Chop Robinson and Patrick Paul, this year Kenneth Grant and Jonah Savainaya, but the draftees in this class keep getting better, right? So when you look at Kenneth Grant and Jonah Savainaya and Jordan Phillips and Dante Trader and Jason Marshall and Zeke Biggers, everybody but Quinn Ewers, they're developing right before our eyes. I don't know if they're good enough this year to win a playoff game. Probably not. But give them an offseason, see what they do next year. So the draft and develop is working well. The offensive line is working well. Run first is working well. These are things that we hadn't seen from the Dolphins. These are signs of progress. It's reason for encouragement for me. So, yeah, I'm with you, Solana. I will tip my hat to that whole line. And to Jonah Savainaya in particular, he's done a great job in the second half of the season.
Sounds like to me, Perk, we got rid of Chris Greer a little too fast if all these guys are developing this quickly.
I swear, I think they should bring him back next season and say we made a mistake.
That's right. Hey, you know what? I said last week on my podcast, the Dolphins deep dive with Perk and Dave Hyde was on there. I was like, so – should we put a little bit more respect on Chris Greer's name? Like, I'm not saying he should be back, but they're winning with the players that he selected. And Hyde was adamant. No. Who did he draft? What did he do when he was here? I was like, all right, Hyde, you know, I'm just asking a question. Maybe we should put a little more respect on that man's name. I don't know, but Hyde wasn't down for that. But I think maybe we should put a little bit more respect on Chris Greer's name. Not that he should have his job back. But a little bit more respect. They're winning with his talent, right?
I think
y'all aren't down for that.
I think it'd be funny as hell, man, if they say we're going to do an off-season search for the most qualified general manager, and they come back and announce Chris Greer is the most qualified general manager. We've seen his work put together a decent roster.
Give him a promotion, football operations or something. Make him more important.
That's right. Give him a bigger
Chris
goal.
Perkins.
We were wrong.
Read his work in the Sun Sentinel. Thank you, Perk.
All right, guys.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.